ask you a question, Chilagoda?
Sure.
Tomorrow is Nirjala Ekadasi. If we've made any defects in the previous Ekadasis for the year, how to properly observe it?
Tomorrow, yeah, day after tomorrow.
Yeah, no, tomorrow here, Monday.
America, tomorrow here.
Yeah.
Calendar says tomorrow.
Ki bolche?
Bolche kalke Nirjala Ekadasi.
Kalke.
Ha, bolo which Ekadasi we have observed before? If there is a defect that we could not observe properly, then if we do this Nirjala Ekadasi properly, everything will be compromised or not?
Now, how to observe? So
how to observe?
So that everything will be.
We should
clear.
Try to do all.
Now, the Koresha Ekadasi, if you have a defect, take a gache.
Or if any defect, no harm.
In previous ones?
Go on doing. By chanting name, everything will be okay.
Should one clean one's teeth?
Bolche daat majbe ki majbe na. Should one clean his teeth or not?
Why not?
Because using water.
Nirjala korle tar jomukhe jol chole jabe.
You should not take the
inside.
No shower.
If you take bath or not.
Bath you don't drink.
No, but anyhow
so
it will go in your body.
Water in your.
Does it
that means charnamit you should not take do pranam
achamam not
lachan korbe ki korbe na
achman wali up
touch by lip
not
don't take like bindam like chicken
never you should drink supposed to go to your heart isn't it only touch not like bindam
when you do achman the when you do is supposed to the water is supposed to go to your heart
only to for this
Vindavan told you, water will go to your heart.
No, no.
And he told that he has seen in
only touch lips.
Vindavan told you, has seen in Hari Bhakti Vilas. I know who has translated. Well, you have to achaman doing like on chicken. You can tell what you told.
It says in Hari Bhakti Vilas,
what?
Proper way to do achaman is like down
seat?
Like
yes.
Like this.
Yeah, so and
like a chicken.
This proper way.
But then what will happen?
I have not seen.
He can do on behalf of everyone.
It says.
I have not seen any.
And it says when you take achman that it has to come into the body and goes to the heart, purify heart. It says.
Vrindavan Purana.
You can take other day, but not on Ekadasi.
Right. Okay.
Srila Gurudev, actually
what?
This, if we observe Nirjala Ekadasi, if we observe Nirjala Ekadasi, so, but previously we have somehow or other not observed the Ekadasi.
Why not?
This will compensate, no, I'm observing. Right. Actually it will compensate or not compensate?
I have told, answer
just now.
Just now.
Yeah.
Oh, so,
by chanting Harinam.
Have to observe everything,
only.
All Ekadasis.
By, not doing other Ekadasi well, it will not be by
this Nirjala.
Yeah.
You will have to do this surface.
Every Ekadasi.
And have to drink achman.
Only for Bhim, there is ki Bhim Ekadasi.
Not for
only us. For him.
Eta unar jonno. Pandava Nirjala Ekadasi.
Pandava Nirjala. That is, this is.
Because
only for him.
For Bhim it is.
We always understood if someone didn't observe Ekadasi during the whole year, that if they observe this Ekadasi with, you know, very strictly, then
what it is written,
then they won't get bad reaction for not following
prior
Ekadasi. Not true.
No, not at all.
No, this is, I mean, we always thought this. Yeah,
no.
Everybody
came from
thought.
That Krishna Balaram Swami, that book that you told us not to read.
Everyone thinking like this.
No,
huh?
No, this is wrong.
We never think we heard first time from your lotus leaf.
No. He said.
Yeah. It's common, no? It's common practice.
In ISKCON,
all are wrong.
In ISKCON, they
ISKCON has discovered this.
Yes. Because of Bheem, they were following because Bheem did. And
They are not Bheem.
Right.
ওখানে পাণ্ডবরা দ্রৌপদী সকলেই নিজের লাগাতে সবগুলোর কাছে নিজের লাই করতেন ভীম বলে আমার দ্বারা হবে না আমি খাবো
অল
তো তখন কৃষ্ণ বললেন তুমি একটা নির্জলা করো
সেম টাইম আপ টু স্বর্গস্বামী রূপ সনাতন দে ইউজ টু ডু অল একাশী নির্জলা অল লাইক অম্বরীশ মহারাজ ফার্স্ট ডে সংযম
কন্ট্রোল
সেকেন্ড ডে
নির্জলা
নির্জলা থার্ড ডে
ওয়ান টাইম
ওয়ান টাইম
সে পাণ্ডবা নির্জলা একাদশী অল পাণ্ডবাস ইজ টু অবজার্ভ একাদশী ভীম টোল ইট নট পসিবল ফর মি টু নির্জলা এভরি টাইম কৃষ্ণ টোল ওকে আদার টাইম ইউ ক্যান টেক ফ্রুটস অর রুট বাট ওয়ান মাস্ট ইউ হ্যাভ টু ফার্স্ট নির্জলা একাদশী সো ফর কনসিডার ফর ভীম টু ডু ওয়ান নির্জলা বাট হ্যাভ টু অবজার্ভ অল একাদশী সো ইজ কল পাণ্ডবা নির্জলা একাদশী
জেনারেলি দে ডু নির্জলা একাদশী But Swamiji introduced that there are Western devotees, some week, they should take three times Anukalpa, but they take Brihat Kalpa. Understand?
Brihat Kalpa.
They only added some log,
as much
good amount for full stomach.
But it is not. Good. Only Anukalpa means to maintain life.
Little only.
But they are telling if we don't take sufficient, we have no strength, no power.
Bogus. That was the argument of Mohini.
Guru Maharaj, what about swallowing one's saliva? It was
told that even if you cannot... He said, my mouth is red, I'm going to eat it. This is no problem. This is no problem.
Stop breathing also.
Yeah.
They have to sit like chicken. They have to sit like chicken.
Care of garden, very good. Now so many vegetables may come. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna will fulfill your desire as much as you desire, not more than that. So how do we increase that desire for preaching?
He's telling that Swamiji has told...
What telling?
His Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, has told that Krishna will fulfill your desire up to the amount that you desire. So his, if you have any desire to preach, then Krishna will fulfill that, but not more than what we desire.
Well, how to increase our desire for preaching?
How can we increase our desire for preaching?
That our parampara has done like so. Narad, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami. Sada Goswami Mahaprabhu all has done to do bhajan himself and Guru Haiya Taro Yei Desh.
Amar Aggai Guru Haiya Taro Yei Desh.
Means, you should be qualified and then teach and preach. If you are not following yourself, nothing realization, then what can you preach? So you should know first all Siddhant and then your preaching will be successful. So we should think that, this is also a bhajan. So must we should do to help others. Preaching means what? To help others. Krishna has told in Gita to Arjuna, tell us those who are not selfishless, those who are bad, those who are bad, don't tell them. Only those who have
little Shraddha.
Shraddha. Shraddha means
faith. Honor.
Only to them. In Bhagavatam, Krishna has told Uddhav, what I am telling Uddhav Sambhad to you, that we are discussing, don't tell it to those who have no nishtha shraddha. Only to those who have some shraddha and some qualities. Otherwise, don't. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami in Satsandarbha has told, by these books, they should not read those who have not shraddha. Everywhere. We can hear if shraddha. And shraddha where? We see that so much gain will be, transcendental gain. Then shraddha will be.
Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur told one place that for preaching you have to try minimum 3 times to increase shraddha in him. If he still is too much atheist, no shraddha, then don't try anymore. But at least you have to try 3 times. Prabhupada বলছেন অন্ত তিনবার তোমাকে চেষ্টা করতে হবে কাউকে প্রচার করার জন্য। ভাবি যখন শ্রদ্ধা একদম নাই, একদম পুরো ডেড এগেনস্ট, তাহলে ও কারি করবে না।
দোজ হু আর নট কোয়ালিফাইড, ডোন্ট টেল হরে কৃষ্ণ ও ইউ শুড চান। ইউ শুড ইনক্রিজ হিজ শ্রদ্ধা এন্ড দেন। ইফ এ গুরু ইজ নট ফলোয়িং দিস, হি উইল ফল ডাউন।
Dhritarashtra did not have Shraddha much, but still Sanjaya is speaking.
Dhritarashtra has not so much Shraddha, still Sanjaya is speaking to everything.
No. Krishna has allowed for that. And you, in the last Vidur, inspired him to go to forest, giving up everything. And he took him and took him to Rishikesh or Haridwar. And there, what became?
Our Sanjay told not.
His body was
burnt to ashes.
And Sanjay was telling, Vyasdev has allowed for this.
Yeah.
This is blind person. One day its eyes should open. He should think, that is why.
And he want
he
to
should see that his all sons are dead, to whom he was loving so much. And he was doing partiality between Pandavas and Kauravas.
And he want to see the Mahabharata battle, then Vyasadev told, I will give divine vision. The people, I never seen anyone I could not recognize. Better you can give to Sanjay and Sanjay narrate me everything. So Vyasadev did so. Chalo.
For this, I am attracting you.
I feel very attracted, Gurudev.
But anyhow, you are very lucky.
Gurudev, every day.
Your everything is engaged in Krishna service.
He's reading every day one chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Very good, very good.
Dog, yes.
Yesterday.
Why?
That you like so much.
Oh, I like. My favorite is coconut dal.
Yes.
Also, Mudhat Prabhu also.
Yes.
Srila Gurudev, you mentioned in Malaysia on the morning walk to Giri Maharaj that if preaching is going on, there will be some symptoms. There will be 5 or 4 symptoms, I remember. Could you repeat what this is?
What? He's chastising Giri Maharaj when he had beard for shaving. And then he said, if you are really preaching, then there will be some result. You think you are preaching better than others?
Apni bolechilen, Giri Maharaj save korechilo, to onake apni dhomkiyechilen. He told he's bad, good for preaching. Then you told that we are preaching or you are preaching. Who is preaching better than... Yeah. We are preaching better or you are preaching better? They told, no Gurudev, we are preaching better. And he told, I never saving without saving. If I preach better, why you could not do so being a sannyasi?
He told me, then after that, then he, I told him, why you have
saving.
Any of our brahmachari and sannyasi has not done. Then he told that for preaching I have done. We have saved and we are preaching more, are you? Then he admitted that no, you and all other sannyasi. Then why? In future, if you will say, then I will reject you.
Then he told preaching is to have symptoms.
Some symptoms.
One symptom that manpower will increase, more disciples will come, and money will come. Yeah. What you did? How many you arranged for this?
If anyone is preaching, but anyone is not inspired, and anyone not going to take shelter of Guru and initiation, then his preaching is like zero.
Then he told how many disciples you made,
also,
how much money you
money
arrange.
Will follow him. Don't Vaishnava does not want, but even it will come. So this is.
Then he told.
So the effect successful preaching is that as much as devotees he can inspire to take Harinam, their life will be successful. His preaching is like so much high class of preaching.
Then he told what you did, manpower or money power, what you did.
I told that what you have done has nothing. You preach so and anyone is not coming to take Harinam, then what is the preaching? How much money you have given to me? Nothing. So while preaching and saved.
What are the other two? No, he didn't come
to Shila Gurudev. Some devotees think that we should no need to preach now. We are not advanced yet. First we will read, we'll chant, then when we become advanced, then we will chant.
Best would enjoy world and best would return back. And take birth after birth, and they should suffer pain in life. And
you don't accept. You don't accept this idea.
Guru, how can we help fulfill Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mission to make Krishna consciousness the worldwide religion?
We are doing like so. Swamiji, Srila Prabhupada, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, after him, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, everywhere he preached, and which he left for me, I'm completing his remnant also in this way.
And for preaching, you told also. That to whom you preaching, they will be Shraddhal towards you and Shraddhal towards Gurudev. Well, what point you have among four, what you did? You told that when you are preaching properly, then people will be Shraddhal towards you and they will be Shraddhal towards Gurudev. So what you have done so far for the among these four points? Then Gurudev, nothing.
Gurudev, one of the proper disciples, Jaipataka, he claimed to have about 60,000 disciples. When we consider that a successful preaching,
but he himself does not chant. And he is not established in bhakti. What to tell him? I know in India, what name? There is a person, Asaram Bapu. He gives diksha, initiation by phone.
So many thousand at a time.
Stadium. At a time, thousand and thousand. He is better than him.
Asaram Murari.
Kripalu.
You know Kripalu Maharaj?
Kripalu.
No. Oh.
Jagat Guru. He's
now in jail. Shila Gurudev.
Shila Gurudev. Ravi Shankar. This is Jordan. He's serving in ISKCON, living and serving in ISKCON as Brahmachari in Bay Area. He's come now to take shelter of you.
Very good.
Jordan. Jordan. He wants to come and take Harinam today.
Very good. You can come.
You are here in our classes?
Yes.
Our Srila Prabhupada wanted this planetarium to be constructed in Mayapur. So now GBC has pledged to construct this many crores, 60 million planetarium. But mostly they are doing because they want to gather all our God brothers, all Prabhupada disciples together, because they are seeing many devotees fleeing and taking shelter at your Lord's feet. Do you think we should support this project?
मायापुर में वो एक बहुत बड़ा तारागृह बनाने वाले हैं
जिसमें अभी बनाया नहीं है,
नहीं है उसका बहुत बड़ा बजट है इसलिए कि
60 मिलियन डॉलर लगेगा
आपकी तरफ आ रहे हैं तो उसको बनाने से वो नहीं आएंगे
and they are telling Gurudev, they are telling that this is his desire of Srila Bhakti Vinoda Swami Maharaj so all his followers should
why you are thinking about them what is the use
increase the bhakti by this
don't think about them
But you said that successful preaching means followers and money.
So you should follow me.
Oh!
you should follow Bhakti Vedanta Swami. You should follow Rupa Goswami. Why to them? And thinking about all with them. Then their bad quality may come. What is the teaching about the story that we told? Sea pigeon and male pigeon. What? Tell.
That
you heard?
Yes.
Who told it this story?
Padmanabha.
What?
That in this
he left something.
Human form of life is our chance to take up Krishna consciousness and all other forms of life. It is not possible. Only in the human form of life. So for this short flickering time. There's this, the example is given a stadium and going around.
No.
The sea pigeon and the hippie.
Sea pigeon and male pigeon.
So, the. Someone else.
Something else I borrowed.
Excessive. Vrindavan house.
No. My Bharat Prabhu.
Story of the pigeon?
Yeah. What is the teaching behind?
The teaching behind is. To not become attached to your wife and family, to not even take wife and family, simply follow Sri Gurudev.
So, if anyone hearing this story, male pigeon was so much attached to his wife. Without her, he could not
survive his life.
And after that, children also came, so he was more attached. Death was here, but not
dancing,
not seeing him. And what became? Out of love, both were killed by
hunter.
So if you will be attached with ladies, you must be what your
bhakti
and everything will be spoiled. Not only mrityu, death. That is not bad. So it has been not shown that the death. Death means here what?
Bhakti.
Spiritual death.
From bhakti.
Spiritual death.
Spiritual death. So always we should know. If anyone, you are telling this story and not realizing and again marrying, having so much relations with children and wife, then nothing.
Srila Gurudev, we had so many lifetimes. We had husband, wife, etc. going, coming and going.
You are thinking also. What?
Raghunath.
That was me. Jeez.
oftentimes we find that it is the rehearsals that have been able to defend themselves so strongly.
He's saying that sannyas, renunciation, it is encouraged. It is encouraged, but he's saying in practical life, we see that the householders are more steady. They remain in household life.
Your
cannot go further.
Your thinking. Realization is like zero.
Zero.
The realization of real bhakts, high class uttam, we should follow them. Mm-hmm. What you are telling, it may be wrong. Mm-hmm. So this is what you are telling, not good.
Nirgun Prabhu was asking something. Nirgun Prabhu.
What?
I was reading last night that the self-realized souls are finding it like quite hilarious that the conditioned souls are wanting to marry because in actuality we are all female. And so I was reading that last night.
He's saying that he was reading in one of our Guru Maharaj's books that in this world, when the liberated soul, when he sees the conditioned souls, he sees how they are trying to be married to each other and all, he sees that it is like comedy, like something funny, because both are female by soul, prakriti.
Yes, that is, I also used to tell this.
Yes, he also, yes.
I always tell like this.
Chalo, chalo.
They are not thinking that they are both female. Not realizing.
But nowadays females also marry.
in San Francisco.
We see many cases of God brothers, older devotees, who they have been married maybe once, twice even, then now they are reaching the age of 50, 55 years. But still they feel somehow that they must again have a partner. They say,
be careful.
They say they want to have companion. They don't want to have the sex life and the children, but they want to have companion.
They are speaking lie. They have so much lust and other things.
Chalo, chalo.
One companion.
Why not a good companion?
Yes.
Sat Vaishnav.
Companion.
Yeah. High class of Vaishnav. This would be companion. Why?
They're taking Vaishnavi companion.
Vaishnavi companion.
Rode esa gache.
I'm enjoying.
Also.
And your clothes should change. The color of your clothes.
Because it's natural, because I'm conditioned soul, that I will become attached with my wife. I cannot stop this.
Oh, you should be with your wife, no harm. But don't be attached. But if you are married. And those who are not married, oh, they should be careful.
But this attachment is natural because I'm
conditioned. No, natural. Maharaj Janak and others we have seen. Srivas Pandit we have seen. Mm. Their whole family, but not attached. Mm-hmm. For duty bound, they are doing supporting nursing. But not
affection.
Without wife, we cannot survive. You are telling something. The disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, what I could not understand.
Some of them who are becoming old now, this last point, final last point?
Yes.
Some are becoming old now, even they have been with you for some years. They have been with you, following you for some years.
Now, yesterday, Gurudev said, in class,
right? Oh, yesterday.
Right?
In class, he
you made announcement.
After class.
Yes. Oh, that. Yeah, because many devotees, many disciples of our Prabhupada, they feel so much
help inspiration.
And inspiration from your association. Mm. And we want that everyone will have a chance to hear from them what they are feeling. So we wanted to interview. Make recording of them to speaking about their like their personal experience in their spiritual life, how they have been helped by you in their relationship with our Srila Prabhupada as well as with you.
This is
it is good.
Satyug mein vidhivat diksha ka vidhan tha Maharaj ji.
English.
In Satyuga was there a...
Oh yes.
क्योंकि कृतयुग है वो तो है? सब कुछ पहले ही कृत करते हैं लोग
हाँ.
तो अभी क्या विधिवत दीक्षा लेनी पड़ती थी यज्ञ आदि के साथ
Why not? ब्रह्मा took initiation from Krishna. नर took from ब्रह्मा
तो भागवती दीक्षा हुई ना
Anyhow. And also व्यासदेव took दीक्षा from
Narada.
What is the meaning of diksha? First you should know. What?
Divya Gyanam Dadatayat.
That mantra or what you mean?
Mantra?
Mantra
what
diksha?
What do you know by diksha?
जिससे कृष्ण के साथ संबंध ज्ञान उदित हो
मंत्र
यदि तो हुआ कि नहीं उनका
बिल्कुल हुआ
तो तब फिर यही तो दीक्षा है अब मंत्र देने से भी नहीं होता है तो वो
दीक्षा नहीं
यही तो विद्वत रूढ़ी अविद्वत रूढ़ी की बात है अंडरस्टैंड व्हाइट
यस रियल दीक्षा इज दैट वी हैव टेकन कंप्लीट शेल्टर एंड गेट नरिश्ड बाय साधु संघ बाय सद्गुरु
He has yes. realized.
Yes, yes,
this mantra. Is diksha. Only given mantra, it is not diksha.
Srila Gurudev,
Brahma took initiation from Krishna and one from float.
Yes,
Kam Gayatri.
So, Gurudev, it means that unless we have realization of our Swarup or Siddhadeha, that
Siddhadeha,
then we Lega. haven't.
We should realize that all tattva we should know and be established in them. What is relation with Krishna? And what it is our duty towards Krishna? We should know and should be established. This is real diksha.
Gurudev, you always said we are entering the school of diksha.
And now, by this mantra diksha, abhidvadrudhi virti, only you are entering in the course of diksha.
Only taking admission is not that you are a degree holder, it takes some time.
But if a child, baby, he has admitted in school. Even he is a student. And if a PhD, he is also a student.
Any difference?
But difference so much?
Both are not same.
So diksha this, diksha this. To ignorant, not vidvad rudi, it is also diksha. But it is entrance. And that real diksha.
Srila Gurudev, I have one question regarding Raganuga Bhakti. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rag Marg Bhakti Loke Korite Pracharan. He has come to give Rag Marg Bhakti. Many times you have also told that Mahaprabhu did not come to preach Vaidhi Bhakti, that has already been preached by other acharyas in other ages also, but he has come to give Rag Marg Bhakti. So in our line, all of our acharyas, they are in the line of Rupa Goswami, and they are trying to give this Rag Marg Bhakti. My question is, when Guru is teaching, beginning student, and he is teaching him as Rupa Goswami has described, Vaidhi Bhakti. He is teaching in beginning. So is there a difference of that Vaidhi Bhakti that Rupanuga Acharya is teaching and compared to the Vaidhi Bhakti which was previously followed and preached?
what Ramanuj,
yeah.
Nimbadita, Madhvacharya, they have priest, Badi Bhakti, Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, what he has priest is different. If anyone will follow Vaidhi Bhakti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it means that he is beginning, entering in Raganuga.
Beginning stage of Raganuga. Okay.
If anyone will hear Chaitanya Charitamrita and Sanatana Siksha,
Rupa Siksha
and
Ravananda, Ravananda Sangbad,
what is the difference from them? Their Vaidhi Bhakti is also entering in the Raganuga Bhakti.
But actual Raganuga Sadhan Bhakti can only be done, you have told, only can be done in stage of at least Asakti, you told.
But real when Raganuga, you have desire to follow, really, not artificially, it means that Asakti has come. It means.
Srila Gurudev, is Harinam Guru considered the Mantra Guru? If only giving Harinam, is he to be considered Mantra Guru?
No.
Harinam?
Harinam dile uni ki mantra diksha guru?
Maybe
may not be.
He is Guru. And also, if that Guru, even he is qualified, but he passed away from this world, and any disciple took only Harinam from him, then he will take Diksha Guru, equal to that Guru. Diksha Guru should be equal to him and in same line. They should take.
Chalo bhai.
Hang on now.